state of mind. Wonderland or cold-blooded killer? It can drive a man inside so deep the spring can't touch him. To the vanishing point.
Entry 1. Today is February 7. The first of the mutilations occurred in our district a month ago. January 4th was the exact date, I believe. The victim was a child who lives just at the end of the street, a few houses distant. We call her Android because her name is Andrea, and she often carries a ray gun when playing in our yard, at least. I must say, I don't particularly like the child. She manages to cause trouble at every opportunity, yet seems to escape blame. I've seen her throw a half-eaten apple to the ground and then allow another child to take the blame for the litter. From my window, I've seen this. So when we heard her screams coming across the lots that evening, we thought she was being punished for some misdemeanor. But the next morning, of course, we learned this wasn't the case. They say she was attacked by a man while playing in the snow, just before supper. Since it's dark by 5 o'clock these days, I don't know why her mother allowed her to be on the street. Police tried all the houses in the vicinity seeking witnesses. They came here, but of course we'd seen nothing. Entry 2, February 10. The snow is the worst I've experienced. All motion is just about prohibited. The streets are impossible. Many vehicles have been buried or abandoned. The authorities were simply unprepared for all this. How many snow machines do they have? 2, perhaps 3. The plow seldom makes it this far, although sometimes I see it up on the hill, the orange light flashing in the darkness. Today, the temperature hasn't risen above freezing, and I fear the plumbing will go at any time. 2 or 3 of the trees in the orchard out back have been split by the ice. Mind you, the trees do look beautiful in the sunlight. Strings of icicles hang from every branch, some more than a meter long. So the whole orchard shines and sparkles like a fairyland. My son is fascinated by it all. He spends most of his day with his mouth on the glass, watching the world in snow. What else can he do? He's too young to go out and play.
Entry 3. February 13. They've commenced patrols. In 1 month, 8 children have been mutilated, and so far, no arrests have been made. The authorities blame the weather conditions. Yeah. Last night, I saw 3 policemen travel the street by foot. A weary task it must have been for them, too. The snow was falling heavily. They wore heavy parkas with large, furry hoods. It was impossible to see their faces. They carried spotlights. One, yeah, a rifle.
Not enough.
They still have no clue as to who is responsible. Some say that a madman is on the loose.
No, come on.
But how could that be? None of the victims have described such a man.
Cripes.
Of course, they're only children and... What?
Hi. Go out last night?
I thought you were asleep.
I was. Where'd you go?
Around the corner. I felt like a beer.
The community center?
Mm.
Many people there?
No.
Music?
One fellow played the piano, but it was pretty dead.
I hope you remembered to lock the doors.
Don't worry.
Well, I do. Oh, I wish we could get out. You know, as a family.
I have to wait until the snow goes.
Hmm.
It's responsible. Some say that a madman is on the loose. But how could that be? None of the victims have described such a man.
Of course, there's panic. Parents have demanded that the schools be shut down, that soldiers should patrol the district day and night. Well, it's coming to that. Snow and ice melt one day only to return the next worse than ever. So the schools are closed half the time anyway. Food. We all have food. Things aren't that bad.
Entry 4, February 14. I'm not the only one who sits looking into the night. You see few people on the streets these days. They spend most of their time at the window, watching the snow, waiting for news. Fear is everywhere. The mutilations have spread, and there's hardly a family who has escaped so far. Children have been attacked in their beds, so it seems you don't have to go outside. The molester moves as silently and as easily as a virus. It's incredible that no clues as to the identity of the attacker have been found. If disease has a motive, then that motive must be our motive.
Hello, little rabbit. Hello. What are you doing? You're making a big mess. Making a big, big mess, sorry. No? No?
Entry 6, February 17.
Making a little mess.
My wife's a beautiful woman. I remember when I first met her. She was coming down the lane. I was at the bottom. I had a caterpillar on the back of my hand. I watched her approach, thinking, there is the most beautiful girl I have ever seen. Which I know sounds silly, because she wasn't any more than 14 at the time. And it was a summer afternoon. But she was beautiful. When she was about to pass, I held out my hand, saying as I did, "Do you want a caterpillar?" She didn't answer, but peered very seriously at it. Then she held up the back of her hand, allowing it to cross our fingers. 6 years later, we were married. I don't recall what happened to the caterpillar. I see her now. She's wearing an old coat she found in her mother's chest. She's embroidered a rainbow and stitched it beneath the pocket. She wouldn't be wearing the coat if it was warmer. It hasn't been easy for her these past few weeks. She watches our son constantly. He's on the kitchen floor playing with his digging machine. He wants to go outside, but of course it's impossible. Look at him. His brow is like his mother's. The resemblance is all hers. He's not as aggressive as he used to be. The long confinement has...
What are you taping?
A story.
Oh, I thought maybe you were keeping a diary.
No. No more of that. I know it makes you jealous.
I don't do that. So you're dictating a story.
Uh-huh.
On cassette?
Mm.
You've never done that before.
A new approach. I mean anything to break that block.
Is it working?
We'll see.
Entry 7, February 20. Hear that? Soldiers have arrived. Although you never see them, only their machines. A tank-like contraption has been assigned to our street, and we hear it groaning past a couple of times now. It cuts through the snow with ease. Although it damaged some cars which were buried further up. And there was some shooting last night, yet nothing was reported on the radio. Listen. A woman tried to kill herself last night. She lives across the street and was once extremely rude to my son. He was carrying her kitten home with him, not knowing any better. However, she has agonies of her own now. Two of her children were mutilated, one of them terrifyingly so. His mouth was sewn shut with wire as he slept, and, odder still, healed in a most peculiar way. That is, the lips grew together, sealing his mouth. So now he has to be fed intravenously. I think she put her head in the oven. I know they have a gas line. Food is getting scarcer, though things aren't serious. Communication is the main problem. My dinner is on the floor now, near the door. Look at it. Beans. They have tins, but no bread.
Cut yourself?
It's nothing.
How could you do that?
It's nothing, I said.
I'm sorry.
You don't look well. Those rings around your eyes?
You mean bags. I haven't been sleeping.
I know. If we could just get out.
We're low on food.
How low?
Low.
Hmm.
How's your story going?
Sure. I'm not sure.
What's it about?
These days, real life is more fantastic than fiction.
I can hear you talking sometimes.
Huh?
Just a ramble. It makes me think I'm married to a madman.
Huh. And we'll all be mad if this weather doesn't improve soon.
Authorities have imposed martial law, but adults can leave their dwellings between sunrise and sundown for food and other emergencies.
That says the date. Yeah.
The snow was up to my knees, and I was only able to keep going because of the tracks made by the patrols.
Okay.
About 50 meters from the house, I came across a child sitting in a snowbank.
There it is.
Both his hands.
Who is this guy, Jack the Ripper?
We don't know.
I spoke to him.
The wife phoned me and started sending in these tapes.
I want to go sleep.
You don't know who she is?
This type of case, they never say.
What could I do? He shouldn't have been
there. I'll tell you. The Attorney General wants some answers.
With blood on my mittens.
This is all we got.
Shouldn't have been there either.
I mean, that last bit sounded like a confession.
Play it again.
Said back was, I want to want to go sleep. What could I do? He shouldn't have been there. And I, with blood on my mittens, shouldn't have been there either.
Well,
maybe. Sounds like a sadist.
Yeah. But maybe it's all fantasy. Although he's got some very good inside info.
Well, security hasn't been all that tight.
No?
Look, you just can't keep the lid on situations like this. I talked with Dr. Ling. Now, he listens to the tapes. He thinks the man is definitely messianic. But that doesn't mean he's the one we're looking for. God, this weather pisses me off. I hate snow.
Take the day off and go skiing.
Me? I don't ski.
I've just been hunting.
Get anything?
No.
What happened to your throat?
An accident.
Yeah? I've got to make some phone calls. Check some of these details.
Did you hear the newscast this morning?
There was a newscast. All I ever hear is that funereal music.
Some children were found with teeth marks on their faces.
Jesus. Could be a dog.
Dog?
Don't think about it.
It's never anyone over 13.
Well, don't think about it.
I think I'll do some sewing. What have you been doing?
Not much.
Weren't you fooling around with a telescope?
I was.
See anything?
Not much. Stars. Lots of stars. If only I had more magnification.
Entry 10, February 24. I think I've come to an understanding about the mutilations. They aren't the work of a single madman, but are, perhaps, the machinations of an intelligent group.
Hey, just listen.
The authorities say a thaw is imminent, and when this happens, the horror of our present existence will cease. Can we believe this?
See, he makes it sound as if the army's behind it all.
Yeah, I know.
Well, which is garbage. I mean, we can forget about that possibility. Colonel Angst is a good friend of mine.
Shooting, but what's it all about? Who are they shooting at? The snow. They have a helicopter patrolling the district at night. It carries a searchlight in its belly, and you can see its powerful blue ray moving back and forward over the hill. If we leave our curtains undone, the ray sometimes penetrates the room, filling it with its brilliant, unearthly light.
It's madness.
We have a name for this, Marlowe. The Blue Ghost. Only the military are happy these days.
There it is again.
It makes me think.
Well?
I don't know.
Entry 12, March 5. How long can you sit looking through a window, not doing anything? All industry is at a standstill. Our community is in quarantine. Last night I had to get out. It wasn't snowing, so I thought I would step out into the yard and get some fresh air, no matter how cold. I did, and immediately sank up to the waist in snow. It felt good, though. I struggled away from the back porch as far as the first apple trees. They look spectacular. The icicles becoming crystals in the light from the street. So I felt I had to progress further into this fairyland, as my son calls it. I looked up and saw the Blue Ghost swooping over the rooftops towards the trees. It didn't occur to me that I'd violated the law by being in my own yard.
I watched in fascination the beautiful prismatic effect of the blue ray as it shone through the icicles. Believe me, it was incredible. The shooting was not. A machine gun, a cannon. The helicopter wheeled backwards and forwards over the trees like a dragon, and its fire shattered the ice. The downdraft from the rotor caused the snow to whirl up. It was so cold it burned my face. But if it hadn't been for the storm caused by all this, I don't think I would have escaped. We expected them to land and investigate the house. But they didn't. Entry 13. I don't know what day it is. Don't even know the date. We had a visit from a clergyman this afternoon. Said he was from a church in the district. I forget what sect. The authorities, he said, had given him permission to visit people in the district and give them consolation or whatever. Since he was the only visitor we'd had in 2 months, we admitted we needed consolation. Odd fellow. Carried a machine pistol. Said he had a permit. You know the times in which we live, he said. He was very interested in our little boy and remarked that he was the only child he'd seen all day. All others were in hospital. We conceded our good fortune. Our son growled at the clergyman, doing his Mr. Lion routine. And we got embarrassed, since he wouldn't stop it. It was strange to see him so aggressive again, especially in such venerable company. After a short prayer, the clergyman took some red dye and sprinkled it on the crossbeam above the door. He said blood was the real sacrament, but as non-believers, he couldn't expect us. What?
I saw Android's mother this morning. She said the hospital is packed. They can't take any more children. They've moved out a lot of terminal patients and older people, but there just isn't enough room. Our neighbors resent us.
If you mean that bitch across the street.
No. More than her. Our son hasn't been stricken, so they wonder why.
Do you?
Entry 15. The radio says the thaw is starting. Perhaps it is.
Guy's a raver.
I can see the snow on the trees, and some of it is dripping.
That's not true.
I love it.
No mutilations have been reported for 5 days.
Sling have any theories on that?
Well, I'll have to ask him.
There were no children left to mutilate. The authorities interpret this as the beginning of the end.
So, what now?
I guess we wait.
Our plumbing hasn't failed. I'm surprised.
Entry 18. I've just taken a powerful drug. Otherwise, I couldn't repeat this. The thaw is occurring. I can see patches of pavement. The drains are full of running water. I was looking at the hill through my telescope, watching for tanks, whatever military stuff, when there was this. It rattled all the windows. I don't know what it was. Perhaps a tank fired its cannon. I continued, scanning the face of the hill. Most of the streets were running with water. For the first time in months, the houses were recognizable. I
saw what I thought was an insulation and focused. I saw a telephone pole. I saw a child hanging among the wires.
My husband's gone.
What?
And he's taken our son.
When?
Yesterday? Last night? I'm not sure exactly.
Okay. What's the name?
Oh, no. No. I can't. I can't just do that. I can't betray my husband.
Well, what do you expect me to do? All right, this last tape. This is the last one you did?
That I can find.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you check the hospitals?
Yeah. None of the kids got that sort of wound.
Stigmata. They call it stigmata.
Stigmata?
You know what I think? I think these tapes are fiction.
Well, the mutilations aren't.
Well, I know it. Well, at least they've stopped.
For now.
I talked with Ling.
Yeah?
I mean, we need ideas.
So what do you have to say?
Well, he feels that the criminal will turn upon himself.
What?
No, that's right. Self-mutilation. Now, the inevitable progression of the messianic personality as the disorder becomes more chronic.
Jesus. Well, that could make me a suspect.
Sure.
Relax. So, what now?
We wait.
There's nothing we can do.
Not much, unless you can stop the snow. Okay, let's hear that last bit again.
All right. Here you go.
Okay, here he goes.
Entry 21.
Now listen.
The sun is burning through the snow. The snow is falling steadily. Yet the sun is strong enough to cast light on the floor. A rectangle with bars. I can hear her singing above the noise of the vacuum. How can she keep it up? How can... The trees are shining with fresh snow. My God, will it never stop?
He is waiting there still. A mutilator. Of flesh? Or only of the imagination? He will reveal himself. Or the snow will retreat far enough to reveal the infinitely small place he has carved out of the winter. The vanishing point.
Snow Shadow Area by Lawrence Russell. Starring Stephen Bush as the man. Robin Craig was heard as the wife, and Chance Drury as the son, with Geza Kovacs and Bob Naismith as the detective and the prosecutor. Casting consultant was Catherine Kester. Recording engineer was Brian Pape, with sound effects by Jean Sarrazin. And the production assistant was Peggy Estee. Original music was composed and performed by Timothy Clark. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. The series musical theme is by John Roby. And the voice of Vanishing Point is David Calderisi. Snow Shadow Area was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by series executive producer William Lane. Until next week, I'm Chris Henry, wishing you...